KP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. President Obama and the First Lady are paying tribute to former First Lady Nancy Reagan, White House correspondent Mark Smith reports.
In a written statement, the Obamas say Nancy Reagan redefined the role of First Lady, and they benefited from her proud example. Mrs. Reagan offered the Obamas advice and counsel when they first moved into the White House, though the former First Lady once wrote, "Nothing can prepare you for life there." The Obamas add, "She was right, of course."
The former First Lady died today at age 94 at home in the Bel Air section of Los Angeles of congestive heart failure. Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are eager to highlight their differences on economic policy during the Democratic debate tonight in Flint, Michigan, a Rust Belt city that's been suffering from economic hard times for many years. People there are now dealing with the lead-tainted tap water. The candidates are facing off just 2 days before Michigan's presidential primary. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says if establishment Republicans form a third party, the Democrats will win the White House and control of the Supreme Court.
A third party means absolutely they will have four or five very liberal judges appointed as opposed to four or five very conservative judges. So I think it's really playing with fire.
He spoke to CBS's Face the Nation from Palm Beach, Florida. Gas prices have turned around over the last 2 weeks. Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg.
Los Angeles has the high average, $2.51, and Tucson has the low at $1.33.
AAA Mid-Atlantic, meanwhile, in a report says the average price of a gallon of regular unleaded gas in Maryland was $1.77, up from $1.69 a week ago. The price of gas in the state 4 cents below the national average. This is AP Radio News. TV fans say farewell to Downton Abbey tonight.
For 6 seasons, Downton Abbey has been a graciously paced look at life in early 1900s Britain on a grand estate. There was the aristocratic Crawley family and their household servants and their loves and losses, secrets, social graces, and styles. And all trying to deal with changes ushered in from 1912 to 1926, from the installation of a telephone to the idea of a lady pursuing a career. Don't expect a head-scratcher of a finale. The PBS masterpiece conclusion is tender, upbeat, and mostly satisfying with no loose ends, but hopefully some farewell zingers from the Dowager Countess. I'm Sandy Kozell.
Lady Gaga and Al Roker are among the celebrities who jumped into Lake Michigan at a fundraiser for the Special Olympics. The National Weather Service says the air temperature was about 40 degrees. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.